Well, it's our Let's Get to Know segment, and we have caught up with McKenna Hasse, who is used to be a full-time driver here at the Knoxville Raceway. She's kind of spread her wings and racing at other places. McKenna, good to see you again.
Good to see you. It's good to be back. A lot of people don't seem to realize that I ever left. I think I get asked a lot, are you running Knoxville Weekly again? And I'm like, well, haven't been there weekly in quite a while, but it's always good to be back, and we're glad to kick off our season here.
And just recently, a very big happening in your life and career, new sponsor. We won't see it here, but you know, when you're racing in other places, Interstate Batteries, that's a big get for you.
Definitely is. Very excited about that. It's you know, been a big journey to get to that point, but very grateful. They're an amazing faith-based company with similar values as our team, and they love racing, obviously. So excited to have them on board this year for 12 races, mainly at Eldora. So the car should look cool. We'll have diecast versions of it, and I'm proud to be representing Hy-Vee and Delta Dental of Iowa here in the state of Iowa, along with AutoJet and some of our other returning sponsors. So great to have an awesome group of partners this year, and we're hoping to do them proud.
All right, when you get to the track, what is one of the first things you do when you get to the track, when you you know, unload and you're all set to go?
Well, this year I have a crew chief for the first time in years, so won't have as much responsibility on the car, but you know, typically just trying to stay hydrated, like to eat some snacks, stuff like that before it gets too close to when we're going to be getting in the cars and don't want to be eating.
Post-race meal or go-to place afterwards?
Usually my mom has some pretty good stuff at home. I think her chicken tacos are pretty good, stuff like that. So love getting home, at least when we're in Iowa, to mom's cooking. When we're on the road, sometimes it's gas station food or whatever I made in the crock pot.
Okay, favorite go-to place when you're traveling?
Oh, man. Like a restaurant or like
whatever,
a...
Whatever, yeah.
We like a... What's that? What are those... I can't remember. There's some gas station out east that's pretty fun to go to. I can't remember what it's called, though, but they have great food.
Favorite movie?
I Can Only Imagine.
Favorite TV show?
I love Shark Tank. Like to watch sports.
Favorite holiday?
Probably Christmas.
When you were younger, what other activities besides racing were you involved in?
I was pretty involved in martial arts, taekwondo, basketball, golf. Tried a lot of sports, but those were probably the main ones.
Who is your racing hero?
It was originally Casey Kane. That was the first driver I really watched. But, you know, as I got involved in sprint car racing, I definitely looked up to a lot of different drivers. Loved Shane Stewart growing up, and then he's been a great mentor to this day.
Other than Knoxville, what is a track you like racing at?
I love Eldora. It's kind of like a home track. It feels like now living in Indianapolis, so I enjoy going there.
What track you have not raced at that you want to race at?
That's a tough one. I think Interstate Batteries is headquartered in Texas, so we've been wanting to go race there, so I think that would be cool.
What famous driver, living or not, that you have never raced against, you've raced against a lot of them, that you would like to race against?
In sprint car racing or anything?
Anything.
I think it would be cool to race like some of the NASCAR greats, like Jimmy Johnson or Dale Sr. I think in sprint car racing, Doug Wolfgang.
What is one famous driver, living or not, that you want to have dinner with?
I would say potentially Jimmy Johnson again on that one.
Just how his success and how he's carried himself?
Yeah, he's actually just somebody that I've not really gotten the chance to be around a whole lot in NASCAR. And obviously just with his success, and he seems to have a lot of respect from other drivers and stuff, so I think he'd be cool to talk to.
What other form of racing besides sprint cars would you be driving if sprint cars didn't exist?
Probably NASCAR, for sure. If I wanted to throw a big curveball, when I was younger, I always wanted to race like quads or dirt bikes, so that'd be kind of cool.
You mentioned you like to watch sports. You know, do you have a favorite team, pro or college, that you support?
Oh man, you gotta love the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, yeah, you're living right there.
Of course, yeah.
Well, I mean, and you know, one of your fellow Hawkeyes just got drafted by the Fever, so you don't have to root for them too.
Yeah, definitely excited about that. Proud of the Hawks and Caitlin Clark, and definitely excited to see everybody coming to Indy. Hy-Vee too with IndyCar, and so it's the place to be.
Any pets, and tell us about them.
My dog Winnie is my hero. She's not technically mine, but she's still my hero. And some people say I have an unhealthy obsession, which I'm okay with that.
Hey, that's fine. You know, you got your furry companion there. What is an athlete in another sport that you admire or you're a fan of?
I mean, I feel like Caitlin is a great example, and definitely I like to watch football, so a lot of cool athletes there. I like to see the similarities between different sports, and I just love confident athletes. I look up to them, athletes that can perform under pressure in any environment.
Is there a book that you have read recently or currently reading that has really piqued your interest?
I do read a lot, usually faith-based books. It's hard to pick, though, just one. I just had one recommended to me. It's called Love and Respect. Don't know what it's about, haven't read it, but might get it.
Top thing on your bucket list?
Ride a bull.
Ride a bull?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Definitely tops my bucket list.
A live one or a mechanical?
Live. I've ridden lots of mechanicals, but I really want to ride a live bull.
Okay. If you could go on a shopping spree, where would you go?
Shopping spree? Ooh. I don't go shopping a lot, so I'd be pretty thrilled just with some nice new clothes or something, I guess.
All right, McKenna Hassey, good to see you as always, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.